Don't be deceived by Pope Leo XIV's calm demeanor. Behind that, he is a fierce spiritual warrior, and his relic-filled pectoral cross proves it. We're going to get into that in today's video. First of all, we're going to talk about what relics even are, a little super short history about them, and the five saints that are present, and how we got it in the first place. In the early history of the church, they would bury the martyrs in the catacombs, and they would use where they were buried the caskets as makeshift altars because they were hiding from persecutions. They experienced the healing power of praying over those saints. At that point, they were just beginning to develop this idea. As they saw the power of these saints, even after they died, they began creating relics. If you go to Europe, you'll see relics where it's the whole skull, the whole bone, a piece of a person's finger, or something that the person used. We even see this with relics of Jesus Christ. Pieces of the cross that he was crucified on, pieces of the crown of thorns, along with many other things pertaining to his life, and even the Blessed Mother herself. The church has a long history of it. Maybe even some of you have had a chance to pray with relics. In fact, I have three relics right here. One of them is an Augustinian, Saint Nicholas of Tolentine. Normally, these are hard to come by, but God's providence provides them to people that perhaps need them. This one was gifted to Pope Leo when he was a cardinal. It came with the paperwork, and these are the five saints that are there. First, we have the great Saint Augustine, the founder of the Augustinians, the patron of the order, and his mother. Saint Augustine is best known for his autobiography and his conversion, but not only that. Get this, when he was a bishop, he was so holy that they kept records of all of his healings because there were so many miracles attributed to his prayers while he was alive that they had to begin writing them. Many people don't know this about him. His conversion is largely due to his mother, Saint Monica, who prayed incessantly for him. Saint Augustine was also a great theological thinker, considered one of the great fathers of the early church. He is even beloved by non-Catholics. The other saints are lesser known. First of all, Saint Thomas of Villanova. He was the Archbishop of Valencia, and he was a major reformer of religious life and a true shepherd. He was also a brilliant theologian, and he founded a seminary in Valencia in 1550, which is still there to this day. Next, we have Blessed Anselmo Polanco. He was a bishop of Teruel, and he was martyred during the Spanish Civil War because he wanted to remain steadfast in his loyalty to the Pope. Can you imagine the poetic beauty of this blessed, that he loved the Pope so much that he died for him, and now in heaven, he is right by the heart of our new Pope. Lastly, we have Blessed Bartolomeo Menocchio. He was Bishop of Porphyry and Prefect of the Apostolic Sacristy during the 1800s. He was a devoted bishop, and he was the only one who refused to swear allegiance to Napoleon, choosing instead to dedicate his life fully to the service of the Roman people. Now, if relics are hard to come by, reliquary crucifixes or crosses are even harder. Oftentimes, only exorcists have these, using them to pray over those that are possessed or oppressed by the devil. So one powerful way that we can pray for Pope Leo is not only by praying for him directly, but by invoking these five saints to pray for him, to guard him, and to share with him and imbue him with their virtues, wisdom, intercessory prayer, faithfulness, courage, as well as many other virtues that they had. My friends, before you go, I want to tell you about a beautiful website that is helping support this channel, Purgatory Project. PurgatoryProject.org is a directory for the souls in purgatory. Register your loved ones, their photos, their stories, and memories so that others can find them and pray for them. It is a beautiful work. Please support it. It's absolutely free. If this content has been helpful, please like and subscribe and support this channel through Buy Me a Coffee. I'll see you in the next one.